So I'm like, or I was trying to record an audio tonight. And yes, if you're wondering, it is that audio. That is the audio I'm trying to record. And I just like can't make it happen. Like if you're actually following along with this and you're being really good and you're not coming and you're waiting, I'm sincerely sorry. I wanted to post it first thing in the morning tomorrow, but I can't make it happen right now. It's just not happening. When I record, I try to like honor being really fully in the headspace. And so a lot of the time I'll start out an audio and I'll be really into it and I'm excited. And then when I'm improving, it's kind of hard because I don't have a plan. And so then I'll get to a certain point of the audio where I just kind of like, I don't know, I kind of lose it visually and then I don't really know what I'm doing. And I'm kind of like, and then the headspace is gone. And then I don't feel like the audio sounds good. It may still sound good. I have no idea, but like I don't feel in it, so I stop. And then I move back to like where I started kind of losing the headspace, and then I try again. And I've done that I think maybe 8 times with this audio I'm trying to record, and I just can't. And so I'm like, okay, it's just not happening. And I, as much as I really want to make it, and as much as I'm really excited about that the plot, and also making you guys come and ending the torture if any of you were actually brave enough to be good and do it. I can't. I have to like honor my username. I made this account to I'll rant about that another time, but the kind of short version is just that I made it to kind of fix my relationship with my sexuality, and a lot of my sexuality has been like forcing myself to do things that I didn't want to, for how like other people would perceive me, or for money, or just any given combination of things. So I decided that with this account, I was not going to do Patreon, I was not going to do commissions. I may open up a tip thing, probably not a tip thing. I may do like an Amazon wish list on an anonymous Amazon wish list thing, but that's it. If I do that, and only if I do that, that would be the only thing, because I'm not gonna do it for money. Like, you know what I mean? I've done that before, and it just sucked. It really fucking sucked. It made me feel like less of a human, and I already get enough degrading, like, asshole messages on Reddit like every single day. And that's draining in itself in a way, you know. I just delete them. But it does kind of like drain you over time. It's like, okay, how many of these am I gonna get today? I'm just trying to have a good time. And then when you do it for money, it's even worse, because then people are like expecting you to do things. But anyway, so blah 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 blah. I'm not gonna record tonight because I can't get there mentally, and so I'm not gonna do it. Because my audios sound the best when I am fully there mentally, because you can tell, right? You can tell when someone's faking it, at least I can. I think part of it though was like I got kind of curious and I started listening to some of the other female creators on GWA, some of the more popular ones, and I think it kind of fucked with my head a little bit. I mean, I probably shouldn't have done that, because now I'm like super self-conscious all of a sudden. Like, I feel like I know objectively that's kind of dumb, because I've had this account for like less than a month and I already have over 1,200 followers. So like, why am I self-conscious? But all of a sudden now I'm like, okay, my voice doesn't sound good. I have a really shitty sounding voice. What the fuck? Like, I feel like these girls who are popular on here, like, they sound like very sweet and gentle, and like their voices are so soft and like crisp, and they just have this like natural like femininity to them, and I don't feel like I have that. Like, I have I embrace my bruh girlness, but like, I don't know, for whatever reason, as I was listening to their audios, I was like, oh shit, like I don't sound good. I don't know. I feel like I sound so croaky, and I don't have like that soft, like feminine, I don't know. And theirs just sound so like seamless. Like, they just sound like they, I don't know, they're just really good. Like, I don't know. So I think that kind of like got in my head and was like fucking with me, and so then I was like having a hard time like getting, mentally into my audio plot because I'm like, oh, do I sound like shit? I kept like pausing and stopping and re-recording over things, which I almost never do. And it's like, okay, I guess it's because I think I don't sound good. Ugh, so that's kind of annoying. Fuck. And it's like 1 o'clock now. It's exactly 1 o'clock now. I have a test tomorrow, and then I have a test after that, and then I have a weekend, and then I have Monday test, Tuesday test, Wednesday project, Thursday test, Friday graduation. So I am so exhausted. I've been sleeping like 4 or 5 hours a night the last like weeks, studying like 14 hours a day. I'm so tired. I'm so burned out. I just want to graduate. I just want to be done. Oh. And when I graduate, I'm going to be living back at home for a while until grad school, hopefully. And so I will be able to record still, just like probably less often. Or maybe not, honestly. I don't know. It'll be pretty frequent still. Just maybe a little different. Anyway, you know, fuck it. I'm just going to tell you guys about my username. So, in case you haven't already, like, figured this out based off of comments I've made, I feel like there's probably at least a handful of you who, like, actually really like my account and, like, look at the comments I make. And then maybe you've figured out that this is not my first account for GWA. I used to post about a year and a half ago, had a pretty big following, had, like, 4,000 followers. At one point, a year and a half ago, one of my audios was the top of all time on GWA. It has since then been dethroned by far. Well, I mean, I deleted it, and then I think that at the time it had like 3,000 upvotes, and now like, or I think I might be completely off on that. All I know is the amount of upvotes it had as like the top of all time for GWA is now like nothing compared to the top of all time, like not even close. Because GWA was like a completely different environment back then. But anyway, I kind of jokingly called myself the queen of GWA. I never actually told anyone that, but in my mind I was like, yeah, I'm like the queen of GWA. Well, actually, Belle in the Woods, I think, is the queen of GWA, to be completely honest. But anyway, she's been around forever. But anyway, so I used to post on that account. And I was really, really popular. I had a lot of people who just like followed me regularly. And eventually someone offered to pay me money for an audio, and I thought, hey, 50 bucks is 50 bucks, and so I did it. Easiest 50 bucks I ever made, and then I kept doing it, because I was making a shitload of money, and then other people were doing commissions, and so then I'm like, okay, so I make a whole announcement on my page, you know, I'm doing commissions, and then I have like 18 people who want a $50 commission each, and so then I'm making a shitload of money, and I'm in college, so like, hell yeah, I'm gonna do this. So I started making money from it, and it was soul-crushing. I've told my friends about how I've made money off of, like, porn, essentially, before, and they're all like, oh my god, that sounds, like, so great, like, holy shit, I want to do that, that sounds, like, so easy, I can't believe you just made 100 bucks off of, you know, 30 minutes of work, like, that's crazy. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. But also, it, like, sucks the fucking soul out of you. Like, the guys who, not all of them, there are definitely some very sweet guys, but a lot of the guys who commission, they expect so much out of you, and then they start getting really, like, shitty with the messages. Like, they'll commission one thing from you, and then they'll be, like, asking you, like, hey, how's it going? Like, you know, are you horny right now? Do you want to send nudes? And I'm like, nope, that was a transaction, and I'm not, like, a sex thing for you. Like, I had to put down very clear boundaries between me and the people who were, I mean, exchanging goods for services. I mean, it was literally a transaction, but they didn't see it that way. They just saw me as like a sex object that they should like deserve to be able to get anything out of if they just paid me for one thing one time. So it was very dehumanizing. I had a few like sugar type arrangements with people. And it just fucking sucked. Like, it's fun and silly. Oh my god, my sugar daddy just lent me $200. This is really cool. You know, I can go buy some cute dresses. And that's really cool. But they don't, I don't fucking care about you. And it just is, it's like so fucked up because they say that they do. And like, oh no, I really want this to be like a real relationship. I really care about you and like how you're doing and blah, 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 blah. And you're like, wow, that's really cool. Yeah, I'd like to have like an actual relationship with you, like of some sort. And then, you know, there was one guy who literally had like sent me some like suggestive like texts, and he was like, you know, I'm really horny tonight. And I was like, hey, like, I'm really sorry. I'm just like having a breakdown right now. I'm like, I can't stop crying. I'm just having a really, really shitty day. So I can't like send you pictures tonight. I'm really sorry. And he was like so mad. He like threw a fucking fit. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, this person, I guess I was so naive. I was like, this person doesn't give a shit about me. Of course he doesn't. It's a fucking transaction. I'm just something that he pays for. He doesn't care about me. So then I started realizing that none of these people give a shit if I live or die. They just want to get their rocks off. So then, of course, like, I stopped posting to DWA because it got to the point where I had enough people regularly commissioning from me, regularly just sending me money because they enjoy my voice and my texts and stuff, that I didn't make posts on DWA anymore. I spent all my effort and energy on like making a little fucking business. And this was before everyone in the whole fucking world had Patreons. And I stopped posting on DWA. I hated making audios. Oh my god, I stopped making commissions for people. I stopped making audios for the people I was in like sugar relationships with because I fucking hated making audios at that point. I was like, God, fuck this. I hate being fake. I used to always masturbate when I made audios, always, because I wanted them to be genuine. I wanted them to be real. Never faked a single moan. Everything was super genuine. Then I started making money off of it. Now I'm not even touching myself. I'm sitting in front of the computer, flat faced. You would never be able to tell because I'm very good at faking it, but it's not real. I'm not in it mentally. I'm just doing it to get more people to come to me and give me money. And I hated that. It was just not sustainable for me. I started posting on GWA however many years ago because I love erotic audio. I've gotten off to it for a very long time and I wanted to do it myself. And people really liked my voice, and the idea that a lot of guys are listening to it is very hot. It makes me feel kind of powerful. So then eventually some other shit went down. I ended up getting kind of threatened by somebody I knew in my personal life that they were going to expose my Reddit psycho person. And so I was freaked out, and I deleted my account. I deleted all my audios off Soundgasm. I don't have them anymore. I didn't, like, save them to my computer or anything, so they're just gone. And I just deleted my whole account. And I continued doing some, like, commission sugar stuff on the side, but I just hated it. I hated it so much. And, and then I had, like, I was, like, sexually assaulted on top of all that. So, like, I just totally lost connection with my sexuality. Like, I stopped. I used to masturbate, like, 3 times a day. Like, literally 3 times a day. And I would, like, try all these different things and be like super explorative, and I just wanted to be sexual, and I used to be so sexual, and then all this shit happened, and I just lost it. Nothing makes me horny anymore. I masturbated like once every 3 months. Like, I just, when I would masturbate, I would cry. And this is turning into like a therapy session, whatever. I'll tag it. Divulging too much information. I literally would get like flashbacks and just start crying when I'd be masturbating. So like, that's not fun, right? It's like, not only am I only masturbating every like 3 months, now I'm breaking into sobs. So I'm going to stop masturbating altogether. And I tried, like, hookups, and I just didn't enjoy it ever. So I'm just, like, so out of touch with my sexuality, and I just hate it. It just makes me so sad. Because I used to be so fucking sexual and horny all the time. And I would send nudes and I'd be teasy and flirty. And I wanted people to see my body. And I wanted people to enjoy my body and enjoy my voice. And I just loved it. And then it just got all stripped away from me in like 3 different ways. And it just fucking sucked. And I guess I just kind of got to a breaking point recently. Where I was like, fuck this. Like, fuck this. I am taking this back. Like, I don't care. I don't know. I was like, I don't know what to do, but I need to take my sexual, I guess my sexuality back. I need it back because I feel like it was taken from me in so many ways and I just fucking want it back. It's mine. So I thought to myself, what was one thing I did sexually that was just mine that I really fucking liked? And it was fucking Gone Wild Audio. Like, it made me so happy when I did it in the beginning, when I first started doing it. It was so fun, and I was exploring things and making friends, and it was so cool. So I thought, okay, you know what? I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back under a different username. I am not going to do anything for money. You know, if people want to tip me or, you know, buy something off a wish list, whatever, like, that's fine. But nothing is going to be for exchange. You know what I mean? Like, this is something that I do for me, 100%. And if you enjoy it, come along for the ride. You know what I mean? And so I got the username Idea Juju back because the goal for this account is to get my juju back. I want to, like, feel horny again. I want to be masturbating every day, you know? I want to get horny all the time. I want to feel submissive and bratty, and I want to, like, explore new kinks, and it's been working. It's really helped me a lot already. I mean, I've only had this account for a month, but I already feel better. I'm masturbating more. I'm discovering all these new kinks I have. I'm a dom now. What? Well, I guess I'm a switch now, but so it's been so cool. Like, it's been so cool. And you know, I definitely still have my moments where I get sad or I still feel kind of out of touch with my body and out of touch with my even just kind of mental sexual side. But overall, it's been really great so far and I want it to just stay that way. So that's why I'm not going to sell out. That's why I'm going to respect myself when I feel like I can't make an audio, you know, when I'm feeling insecure about my voice and it's just not happening, I'm not going to force it. I'm just going to let it be because I'm trying to get my juju back. And I think I'm getting there. But, yeah, so this was just a little TMI into my life, probably way too personal to be posting, but you know, you guys have heard that I want a guy to make me fucking piss myself, so it's not like this is too personal, I don't think, actually. Right? It's kind of all on the table, and I'll, like, you know, tag it with warning, emotional rant. Actually, I didn't get emotional at all in this. But yeah. So, if you're wondering what Juju Back is all about, this is what it's all about. And I'm sorry that the mommy audio got delayed. I am going to do my best to get it by tomorrow night. Meaning Tuesday night. That's my goal. At the absolute latest, it would be Wednesday night. I promise. A pinky promise. Oh, God. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed this ramble. And I will see you soon, hopefully.